This is Charles Hill with your Saturday morning news, sport and weather on RTL Today. In local news, the Luxembourgish non-profit organisation Noël de la Rue held their first soup kitchen last night in the station area, with volunteers distributing over 170 bowls of hot vegetable noodle soup to people living on the street, along with an early visit from St Nicholas, who gave out tangerines and chocolate. The number of people who need these meals is unfortunately increasing year on year, with Vice President Françoise Reuter saying she is surprised by how much Luxembourgish she heard spoken amongst those enjoying the meal. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps of Luxembourg unfortunately had another busy night, with five accidents reported over the evening and into this morning, with five people reported injured. In international news, gunmen have stormed a hostel in South Africa's capital, Pretoria, killing at least 11, including three children. Local police said that 25 people in total were shot, with 14 hospitalised. Three gunmen entered the premises at about 4:30 a.m. local time and fired indiscriminately at a group of drinkers. 10 were killed at the scene, with another dying later in hospital. The motive for the shooting was unknown, and as of yet, no arrests have been made. Pope Leo XIV told new ambassadors to the Holy See earlier today that the Vatican would not be a silent bystander to human rights abuses around the world. The comments are one of the clearest yet in revealing the philosophy of the US Pope, who was elected head of the world's Catholics in May, following the death of Pope Francis. The Pope told a group of 13 ambassadors, "I wish to reaffirm that the Holy See will not be a silent bystander to the grave disparities, injustices, and fundamental human rights violations in our global community, which is increasingly more fractured and conflict-prone." Ukrainian and US officials will hold a third straight day of talks in Miami later today. Senior negotiators from both countries have jointly called on Russia to show a serious commitment to long-term peace, after earlier talks in Moscow this week failed to produce a meaningful breakthrough. Moving on to sport. In golf, an actual banana skin slipped up Rory McIlroy's efforts at the Australian Open on Saturday, with the Northern Irish world number 2 finishing the day 9 behind Dane Rasmus Nygaard-Petersen. After opening his third round with a par, his tee shot on the second landed next to a big tuft of grass under a banana skin, with McIlroy unable to remove it for fear of accidentally moving the ball, causing a penalty. The Masters champion could only hack it out 10 metres, eventually double bogeying the hole. Undeterred, he finished the round well with a score of 68, but would have to produce something special to reel in Nygaard-Petersen, who finished his round with 66 to lead the field by two shots, heading into tomorrow's final round. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather. The cold, wet and grey morning is continuing into lunchtime, with cloudy skies and occasional rain forecast throughout the day. Current temperatures are around 5 degrees, rising to a maximum of 8 later on. RTL